Hallelujah.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Once when he was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and to burn incense. Then when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of God. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of fathers toward children and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the days these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the special joys of working as chaplain at Trinity Junior High is helping our students discover their vocation. You see, teenagers are beginning to discover their talents and skills, interests, and yes, even their weaknesses. And they ask themselves, "What should I do with these abilities? Why am I here? What is my purpose in life?" And I urge our students to remember the first rule of discernment. Namely, your vocation is not first and foremost your vocation. It is God's vocation for you. That is, our vocation is born in God, not first in us. I recently received a Christmas card with a very catchy line, but one that contains a powerful spiritual truth. It read, "When man reaches for God, we call it religion. When God reaches for man, we call it Christmas." You could also rewrite that slightly to read, "When you discover your vocation, you discover your own personal Christmas." how God is reaching out to you to transform you. Every vocation is a Christmas vocation. God's work, not our work. In the gospel today, we see that the angel Gabriel has little patience for those who do not accept their vocation from God. He tells Zechariah, he was the high priest that year, he will be a father, even though both he and his wife were elderly and barren. Zechariah quite reasonably replies, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." Oh, by the way, if an angel appears to you and tells you God's will, I'd go ahead and accept that. So the angel reminds him of the first rule of discernment. Your vocation is not your vocation. It is God's vocation for you. In other words, this is not about what you can do for God. It's about what God can and will do for you. This is not religion. This is Christmas. Every vocation is a Christmas vocation, a personal Christmas. My friends, it is not only Trinity students and Jewish high priests who have to figure out their vocation. So do you, and so do I. And we do this throughout our whole life, again and again, asking, what is my purpose? What shall I do? And so don't forget the first rule of discernment. Your vocation is not your vocation. It is God's vocation for you. Now, here are three simple steps to seeing God's vocation for you. First, don't ask the question, what do I want to do? Rather ask, what does God want me to do? Hear the difference? Discernment is not about figuring out your will. It is trying to learn about God's will. Second, study the patterns of Scripture, like today's readings about Manoah and Zechariah. If an angel appears to you and reveals God's will, go ahead and accept that. And third, don't worry if it seems beyond your ability. A vocation is not about what you will do for God, but about what God will do for you. And as the angel assured Mary, nothing will be impossible for God. Folks, Christmas is just around the corner on December 25th. But in a sense, Christmas is always just around the corner. Every time we try to discern our vocation. Why? Because every vocation is a Christmas vocation. Less about us and all about God. Praised be Jesus Christ.